As gardeners put their gardens to bed at the end of the growing season, it is a time to think about the flowering plants that performed so heroically in the summer past. As we pull out the annuals, now so sad and defeated by frosts, we remember their earlier vibrant colors. Weren't the petunias wonderful, especially the wave petunias that bloomed so exuberantly without needing to be deadheaded? And the dwarf single marigolds that have become so popular in recent years, starry, innocent flowers on bushy plants. We should thank the hybridizers for those. As we cut down the perennials, we give thanks for the galadias, often called blanket flowers because they remind us of Indian blankets. They bloomed so well this year. The coneflowers still have their seed heads, so we won't cut those down yet. Let the birds enjoy them a while longer. We are eager to cut down the asters, though. They look so dilapidated, but what a mass of pink and purple they were earlier. The Russian sage is still standing, and its skeletal branches are graceful enough to be spared a while longer. But the mums look sad, full of brown deadheads. They really must be neatened up. And so we snip away with our shears, cutting off what is now brown and dreary, but musing about the flowers of summer.